shirt over again. I used to hate those white shirts.
I guess so. You mentioned she had a love scene. Is that different from a couch or anything like that?
Well, yes, it's different from what we have today. It was most of them, if I remember right, she had two chairs that were more of a Queen Anne type. They were red velvet, and this love seat matched those. They were high backs with the red velvet seating. But we could not sit in those. Huh?
Did she have another kind of room that you could all go in and sit in?
Well, most of the place where she had the dining room and the kitchen was a combination, and it was one big room, and that's where we most of the time would play. It had a big fireplace, and we could eat. They cooked at one end of the room and a big table. And the table at my grandmother's home was made homemade. My granddaddy had made it because there were seven. He had seven boys and one girl in my daddy's family, and he made wooden those benches, and each one knew where they were supposed to sit. And I used to get a big thrill out of coming out to see them, because I loved to sit on the benches at the table. But I don't think that my grandparents ever owned a bought dining room table and chairs. I don't remember them ever having one, as long as they did. But they did eventually have a living room furniture, and when they had they just had the lights in their home, electricity.
You said they didn't have a couch. Any other names that you hear for couch besides couch?
Well, I've have heard so many different names: couch, settee, davenport, daybed. So many different things.
Well, you have sofa too. You use?
Yes, sofa.
They all mean the same thing, or they're different? Say, a settee, is it the same as the others to you?
Yes.
You mentioned daybed. Is that still the same thing?
No, a daybed is something that will open out into a bed or sleeping purpose.
You mentioned that they had a fireplace there. Did you ever have to build a fire in there?
Oh, yes. Many a time I've helped cut wood. And we love our fireplace now. And my husband and I, when we built our home, we built our home ourselves. And we built first the four rooms, and then we've added this on later. But we wanted a fireplace. We both wanted a fireplace. He was raised in a two-story home in Nebraska with a big fireplace, and that was the only heat they had. And that was the only heat we had when we first built the first part of our house, was our little fireplace. And I enjoy it.
Can you tell me about building a fire? What would you have to do? Can you just tell me all the process, all the stuff you'd go through?
Well, we generally, most of the time here, we have what we call the pine, which is when it's dried, it's real fat and it kindles real quickly. And we always would have that, and we would always cut it into little small twigs, like, as a lot of people would say, kindling wood, I think is what they used to call it. And we use that with the oak, and the green oak. We always used a rather large log in the back. We call a back log for the fireplace, and then we put the other in front and it would burn.
The kindling, did you ever hear anybody call that lighter?
Yes, my daddy would call that lighter. We used to, during the war time, when everything was rationed and so forth, and I'd come home from the home demonstration work, we would go out in the afternoon, on Saturday afternoon, and go all in this area that now that was developed at that time was just wood area. And I would drive the car, and he would come to where they had cut the pine trees off, and there were stumps left, and he would go and cut off slivers off of that, and he called that the lighter wood. And I'd put it in the